there are 45.3 million Americans living in poverty, according to the U.S. Census Bureau. 90.5 WESA's Deanna Garcia reports poverty affects people from all walks of life in all areas of the country. But according to several studies, people who identify as gay, lesbian, bisexual, or transgender are hit by poverty more often than others.
I struggle every day.
Lynn, who doesn't want to use her last name, lives just outside Pittsburgh. She identifies as lesbian and doesn't work because she's disabled. She's also diabetic and living on a very fixed income.
I'm on $4,000 worth of medication a month. If it weren't for food bank, I don't know how I would eat the way that I need to eat. You know, I simply can't afford. I can't afford it.
Lynn's circumstances may be unique, but her situation is not. Of people who identify somewhere on the LGBTQIA spectrum, some 30% are struggling with poverty. The reasons vary, but in Pennsylvania, one of the most often cited reasons is the lack of a statewide anti-discrimination policy that covers sexual orientation and gender identity. Lynn says in her working days, she experienced what that lack of protection can mean.
They made it very clear how when somebody comes in and they have the perception of being gay, that they'll find a reason not to hire that person.
The unemployment rate is higher for gays and lesbians than for heterosexuals. 7.6% of lesbian couples live in poverty, compared to 5.7% of married heterosexual couples. That's according to the American Community Survey from UCLA's Williams Institute. When you throw in other factors, such as race and gender identity, the rate can be even higher. The survey found African-American same-sex couples have poverty rates more than twice that of heterosexual married African-Americans. And for people who identify as transgender, it's even worse, according to director of the Gay and Lesbian Community Center of Pittsburgh, Lindsay Sickler.
A lot of times, my trans sisters and brothers cannot get employment because they haven't changed their ID yet. There's a lot of questions. People don't know how to handle them. And while there are wonderful organizations and corporations that do have these protections, they're few and far between and not always hiring.
Transgender people are twice as likely to be unemployed as cisgender people and four times as likely to have an annual household income of under $10,000. That's according to the National Transgender Discrimination Survey. And Sickler says once you're living in poverty, it can be hard to get ahead.
How are you supposed to run a race and expect to win when you have cinder blocks tied to your ankles?
It's clear not everyone sees it that way. Message boards and comment sections of articles relating to poverty are often filled with people saying things like, just get a better job, or pull yourself up by your bootstraps, or go back to school. But Sickler says it's not that easy for people who identify as LGBTQIA.
When you're so used to being judged or fearing of that judgment, it makes you not even want to try. It almost becomes a disability.
That opinion is shared by Michael David Battle, founder and director of the Garden of Peace Project, a community outreach organization. He says day-to-day bare minimum survival is often a challenge. Adding in finding a job can seem even harder.
When you walk out of your house and you decide to go apply for that job, you have to get on a bus, you have to get a ride, you have to figure out how to get there. Then once you get there, you're going to get misgendered. Somebody's going to call you an it. Maybe the person who's interviewing you calls you a he, she. They're laughing because they don't understand that your name doesn't match your presentation.
There are numerous social services available for those living in poverty, but accessing those services can come with a stigma. And if you already have a stigma attached to you because of your sexual orientation, gender identity, or gender presentation, it can be hard.
I think poverty is multidimensional, and this is not a singular community. So I think, yes, it is affected in a unique way. However, within that, there's a multitude of identities within the LGBT community.
Jess Netto is a linkage to care specialist with Community Human Services Corporation. She says social service providers sometimes aren't trained to deal with the LGBTQIA community.
We have a system that isn't set up to serve their unique needs.
For instance, Netto says homeless shelters are arranged by sex assigned at birth, so it can be hard for a transgender person to access shelter. Even the very limited space available for someone who is transgender is often uncomfortably isolated.
So I would just say in general, there's a lack of competent services being performed, and therefore a lack of access to services by the transgender community and LGBT community.
Garden of Peace's Battle agrees, saying LGBTQIA people are practically set up to fail.
We have a system that was set up by white cis folks, heteronormative folks, and it still benefits those folks greatly, right? And so who are the last people who we're thinking about? The last people are the LGBTQIA community folks. We are the last people.
But things are improving, albeit slowly. The GLCC's Sickler says there are many services provided through the center, including a clothes and toiletry closet. And she says those services are open to everyone, not just those who identify as LGBTQIA. And Sickler says the center is always working with other groups to spread the word and educate.
Just by letting them know, person by person, group by group, that we're here.
And having conversations about poverty can help open doors. Battle says it's such a big topic and affects everyone differently.
Poverty impacts education, it impacts employment, it impacts your housing, it impacts your shelter. So, you know, it impacts all of those things. So at the root of it, we're talking about poverty. That really is the issue.
So helping people lift themselves out of poverty, in part, becomes a matter of figuring out individual circumstances and navigating a difficult system.
There is a complete lack of understanding and a lot of vehement cruelty.
And in the case of Lynn, she tries to stay optimistic, but says she doesn't see her circumstances changing anytime soon, especially because of her disability.
It is depressing. It is absolutely depressing. And, you know, it is a full-time job to live with no job.
Lynn cites the overturning of Pennsylvania's same-sex marriage ban as one step toward progress for the LGBTQIA community. But Sickler and Netto say that while so much attention is on the fight for marriage equality, more attention needs to be paid to economic equality and ensuring all people have fair and equal access to jobs and safety net services. I'm Deanna Garcia, 90.5 WESA News.